Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This best ball draft edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details over at winbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise has free picks every day for every sport. Check out all their expert plays and betting news at PicksWise.com. That's PicksWise.com.
Hey, everybody. Joe Theismann here. You're listening to SGPN. So do this. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Well, a lot's going on. I just realized I'm not actually even in the draft room yet, burying the lead, but we have business to get to, Sean.
Yes.
I'm excited. We're back to football. That this college basketball shit's out of the way, let's talk about football.
Yes, we are doing a FFPC best ball draft. We've been doing a bunch of these. Very easy. I think they're $35. However, if you use the sign up link over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com on the side banner there, very easy to use.
Very easy.
That gets you $25 off. So you can hop in one of these best ball drafts for only $10. Yep. And again, best ball, I'm really falling in love with the best ball draft format. You don't have to do anything. They just set your best lineup every week. You check the scores. It's great. It's going to be fun. We've done two of these before. A lot has happened since then. Of course, the Sam Darnold trade, bunch of free agency signings. So it'll be interesting to see. And Kramer was kind enough to waste some ink and print out the two previous drafts. So we will be checking in, seeing how we're doing.
Well, Sean, I mean, not only that, I mean, they're beautiful color, but I dated them for you and everything. We have a lot to get to. Once again, I'm drafting on the back end.
Yes, you're in the 11th position. I am in the 8th position. I've been top of the draft previously. Took Travis Kelce again. The FFPC style, 1.5 points per reception for the tight end. That is like the big difference. Again, no kickers, no defenses.
And I'll just show it off now. We're gonna have the draft board. We'll be discussing it.
Yep,
we're down in the corner though, Sean, so they can still see our faces.
Bunch of friends of the program in the draft. We got Justin Decker, number one pick overall. Jake Paquin, fourth pick
nailed
overall.
Nailed it, bro. Nailed it.
PJ Walker can fuck my wife. That is XFL Jim, I'm pretty sure. Bowser, Scott Bowser in the house. Host of the Luck Stops Here podcast. He's at drafting ninth, so it's going to be a ton of fun. And firing up the locker room line, Kramer, if it's not already fired up.
It's fired up. Let's go.
So if you're in the draft and you want to talk some shit, hop on our locker room and talk some shit. Or if you just have general fantasy questions, I mean, again, this is a perfect time to hit us up. Either best ball fantasy questions, right, season long, anything about the National Football League, Kramer. And of course, this podcast brought to you by WinBet. You want to win big? Why don't you win big with WinBet? WYNN, of course. Head over to winbet.com, download the app. You get up to a $500 risk free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details over at winbet.com. Download the app today. They got it all. Really sweet parlay boost, which is perfect for
hashtag Degens only.
And a bunch of good promos. Of course, NFL. We're going to be doing a win total podcast later on the week. Get in, download the app, win bet, baby. WYNNbet.com. Download that app. FLFG. Kramer.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to do a lot of things before the drafts got started. I mean, again, I just actually verified this. I had 11th in the first one, eighth in the second. Now back to 11. I'm really not happy about this, Sean. I was looking for something different tonight. You know, I was at the strip club. I was hoping for something strange to happen. I wore gym shorts without any boxer shorts underneath. I mean, but sure.
Don't know when to come.
Well, we got a suggestion from Andrew Robb. You guys should sit around the new bar and do a draft sometime. Bar Whoa. Content is coming. We launched the bar this weekend, Saturday. Got the bar installed. Shout out to all the D-Gens only who have already hooked us up. We are sipping on some listener whiskey we speak. Some Black Barrel Jameson. That's awesome. If you want to, pay homage to SGPN by sending in some whiskey. No one's going to complain about that. Hit us up. We'll give you the address. And that is awesome and appreciate the support.
You know, some people have sent more than whiskey too.
Yes, exactly.
You know, if you want
to,
you want to make everyone happy. I mean, I'm already happy, but you want to make me happier. Sean, 11 seconds.
11. It's 10, happening. 9. What does Decker do in the first spot? I have a feeling.
Justin Herbert.
No, he's not that much of a homer. Decker is a practical man. He is going to not overthink it and go Christian McCaffrey. That is my prediction for
for the first round, because you know, just like the NFL draft, we got to make a big deal of it. Let's bring the board up so everyone can see it happen in real time. Christian McCaffrey,
as predicted, Christian McCaffrey off the board.
And I'm going to be marking against the last draft.
Kramer, what are you looking to get here at the end of the first round?
I mean, so in the first draft at 8, I took Derrick Henry. In the second one at 11, I took Tyreek Hill. Again, the best ball, being able to snag Hill there at the end of the first round. You love the upside of those five games where he gets you like 30 plus points.
Yes.
I'm hoping to get a running back.
Well, in FFPC, is it by games or is it just total points?
It's total points, but okay, still so just
despite
the ceiling games. Like you, there's only so many guys that have like a five game, 30 point ceiling, and he's one of them. So
Travis Kelce now off the board. Not surprising, of course, being the 1.5 point PPR, Travis Kelce is a often a top 1, 2, 3 pick.
Yeah, I mean he fulfilled everyone. I mean he did well this year. I would say generally I feel like the tight ends when they get taken super high it ends up biting you in the ass. But hard to argue with what he does, and Andy Reid isn't going anywhere. So they're going to be have. I mean again, some of this is it's getting down to like you got to get guys on systems too. Like especially early in the draft, you want to make sure the volume's there.
Simple systems.
You want to make sure the volume's there, and you know as a tight end that Travis Kelce is going to be part of the game plan.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook off the board again. Not very surprising there. Kind of workhorse. I'm always scared off of Dalvin Cook. I never take him. Yes, we similar 1, 2, 3.
All three have been identical. And should we bring should we bring Mr. Bowser on?
Sure. Let's bring Bowser on. Jake Paquin selects Alvin Kamara. That's an interesting pick here. Does Alvin Kamara fall off a little bit because it looks like it's going to be Jameis and Taysom Hill, or does he have more value because they're going to be having to check down to the running back a bunch? Davante Adams has been picked. Derrick Henry.
Wow.
Has rapid been fire. Picked. My pick is coming up. Do we have Bowser on the line?
But I invited him to speak. Well, I guess when he's ready, perhaps he's preparing a drink.
He's picking right after me. XFL Jim's on the clock. Saquon Barkley is dropping, Kramer. He is dropping.
I didn't notice.
He's sitting right there.
Why are you talking about it? That's all I'm thinking about. He's not going to get to me, so we're not even going to entertain that thought.
Reverse psychology.
But this is the spot where you kind of have to have an opinion, right? We talked about this earlier in the other draft.
And XFL Jim clearly has an opinion selecting Stephon Diggs.
I took him second from the 8th spot in the first or the second draft on March 7th. So, you know, obviously I love that pick. Upside, right? You have the upside of what that offense showed us last year. Josh Allen, he's coming back. They're going to have more chemistry. They're going to have an off season, Sean. They didn't even have an off season. So sky's the limit. I love that pick.
I'm doing it. I'm drafting my former nemesis, no, George Kittle.
Oh, what?
Well, I didn't. I'm not going Saquon. I don't like Jonathan Taylor in the first.
You thought he was pretty cool.
I just didn't want to go running back here from what the running backs left, and it felt like a little bit of a stretch to take Tyreek Hill there. Bowser is on the clock with the ninth pick overall. And again, we're live streaming on YouTube, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. And we got B Swiss here in the chat. He went with the homer picks with Devontae Adams. So he sounds like, I'm assuming he's a Packers fan.
Tyreek Hill.
Off Tyreek board. Hill.
I mean, I Tyreek Hill is one of those guys that back end of the first round, you almost have to take him because there's no one else on the board that's going to offer you the ceiling.
Huge upside. Cushion OJ Sim is on the clock. I don't want to even know what that name is all about.
I'm guessing it has something to do with weed. I don't know about the OJ part. Sims, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a reference to the Simpsons.
Hmm. Aaron Jones still available. He's pretty interesting, especially now he got Jamal Williams out of there, who I think I have Jamal Williams in a couple drafts.
Well, it's like Aaron Jones perpetually undervalued. It seemed, yeah. It happened last year. We talked about it. How could it possibly? And of course,
just right in front of you, Saquon Barkley has been drafted.
Why would you do that to me? I have no idea what to do now. Whoa,
Bowser, your connection's bad. Kramer is on the clock.
I'm in an Atwater Village back house, man. Come on.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me take my pick right now. So, I mean, again, I kind of don't really know where to go here other than to maybe, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Jonathan Taylor. We saw what he looked like. I got to imagine there's going to be a lot built around him now with Carson Wentz coming. I mean, I would imagine he'll play better with a running game.
They have to feed it to him 30 times a game now that Carson Wentz is the quarterback.
but you don't have a quarterback, so yeah, you're going to give it to Jonathan
back
Taylor.
Back end of the first round, I'm going to take the bell cow. To me, he's one of the more appealing guys. We saw the way he ran.
I mean, breaking news, Darren Waller off the board, Cam Akers off the board. Interesting Kramer, picks.
By the way, I'm glad you agreed with my Tyreek Hill late first round pick, man. I felt like that was a power move.
It was a power move. Let me turn Bowser up so everyone can hear him.
Kramer, you're back on the clock.
I am back on the clock. And again, it looks like I have to do it. And you know, silly me, I'm just going to take Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
And we'll call it a day. Maybe early. Maybe I could have taken an Eckler, a Chubb, maybe even our guy Zeke. But I think this offense. I mean, what's going to change? What's going to change, Sean?
Yeah, no.
AJ Dillon wasn't a guy.
And I think even our buddy, the quarterback there. I'm Aaron Rodgers. Completely blanking, confusing my ads. I think he had a lot of one of those like 1 yard goal line touchdowns a bunch that season. So I think Aaron Jones even gets some more goal line work as things happen. Bowser is on the clock, 50 seconds left to go. What are you doing here, Bowser?
Nick Chubb, guys.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
He's gonna get some red zone work this year.
I love how the connection is affecting Bowser's voice to how it should be. Just a little bit slowed down.
Well, he doesn't have the Colby mic.
And do can I really quick comment that I'm a Kush and OJ Simpson, Saquon Barkley and Austin Eckler coming out of the 10 spot that he's won the draft so far for me, because again, you might not Saquon.
Just so you guys stop talking shit.
Okay, you may not like Saquon, Sean.
Yes,
but that late in the draft, it all of a sudden, unless you're just playing the card that he's not going to play the season, he's just going to get hurt again. At some point, he becomes valuable just because of the volume.
I drafted Justin Jefferson here early in the second, feeling pretty good about that.
Are you lying?
That's
put Bowser on mute.
Wait, I don't even know how to mute him. It sounds like he's at the. We'll do that for a little bit until he gets his shit together. Could he be at the glory hole? I don't know.
I don't know what he's up to. Zeke Elliott off the board.
This is really late for Zeke, but you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's on brand
again. I
bunch of people that listen to our show.
I just. Again, the idea of a running back who doesn't catch a ton of passes, drafting him this early in a PPR best ball format is just not that that appealing. Jung Lee saying, does Sam Darnold get drafted or negative? I think, and again, probably tipping my hand, but as I look to get put together some stacks, a Sam Darnold, Robbie Anderson stack that you could put together late if you're on Sam Darnold or one of the other Panthers receivers could be pretty fun. Carolina still has tons of issues on the defensive side of the ball. You could see Sam Darnold and that Joe Brady offense kind of clicking a little bit.
I certainly think, I saw someone tweet, it was Adam Gase's fault. He had, 44 turnovers in 17 games in college or something like that. Which could be true, but also, I think we like what Matt Rule's up to. Brady, obviously, you can say he's a genius. I mean, I don't know, genius at the NFL level yet, but he's going to try some shit. So maybe Darnold could be. They're at least going to roll him out there. Maybe.
Well, and I think they're going to have to throw a lot to stay in these games. It'll certainly be interesting. All right, let's check in and see who's
catch up a little bit.
DK Metcalf has been drafted. Antonio Gibson has been drafted. DeAndre Hopkins has been drafted. Calvin Ridley has been drafted. Andrew Robb pointing out, besides his own, he likes B Swiss's team. Who does B Swiss have so far? He's got Devontae Adams and Antonio Gibson. I like Antonio Gibson as a fantasy player, but again, it seems kind of high. I still have a lot of questions about that Redskins. All right,
let's play this game. What worst pick of the first round?
Worst pick of the first round.
You hate the most in the first round.
Dalvin Cook. Again, I'm just out on Dalvin Cook, period. But I'm always wrong about Dalvin Cook. So, well, and I hate your pick of Jonathan Taylor as well.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bad pick.
I just don't like him
in the first round.
I mean, I watched Carson Wentz throw to the running back to Miles Sanders, and it was horrible. So I just don't see him getting enough PPR points to justify him that high, but maybe he gets the workload. Maybe that Colts offense is high powered with the Carson Wentz resurgent.
I think he's definitely on a shorter list of guys that could get that volume, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's a reach and maybe it's the overreach after the rookie year.
And Decker keeping it chalky, pairing Christian McCaffrey with Patrick Mahomes.
Interesting.
Going QB early. But I guess if you're going to go QB early, you could do worse than Patrick Mahomes. And he also has J.K. Dobbins. So interesting start to his team. He's got Christian McCaffrey, J.K. Dobbins, two running backs, are going to get the workload. And then Patrick Mahomes there as well.
Bowser's back.
What's up, Bowser?
I'm here.
Nice. What are you looking to do here later in the draft?
Well, I'll tell you what. Decker's running back.
All right. The Bowser audio is all over the place. Jake Paquin on.
Come on, that's fucking funny. He just starts talking. It sounds like he's falling into a hole. It sounds like the phone was at the top of the well and Bowser was bouncing down the well.
AJ Brown off the board, which that's interesting too. Now Tennessee, who did they lose? Corey Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe a lot more receptions for AJ Brown. He's like that angle,
and just from a maturity level, he's coming into that point in his career where he's a beast already. But maybe he gets his mind right, and I think the Titans are an interesting team fantasy wise because so much relies on Tannehill, and I think when you watch their game, sometimes it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like they'll look like dog shit, and then they'll come back from 30 points, and so you just have to. Again, best ball, I guess you want to just catch those games so you don't have to miss them.
Joe Mixon off the board, Jake Paquin selecting Miles Sanders, then James Robinson, which is this. I like the James Robinson selection, but probably higher than his normal ADP. Keenan Allen now off the board. Beer guy 27 hopping on that. I got two pass catchers. I feel like I got to grab a running back probably, or I'm going to regret it.
Yeah. You've put yourself in that situation where it's like, it's tricky, man.
Yeah. But I'm also fine on doing a zero RB strategy for this. Oh,
look at you, Sean.
Josh Jacobs has been selected. So if I look by running back, the running backs available, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, David Montgomery, Javonte Williams, Chris Carson, Kareem Hunt, Melvin Gordon.
Don't you, from a ceiling perspective, just have to take Edwards-Helaire on the team, the offense correlation between running back points and the offense they play for is a very strong correlation.
Yeah, I'll give Edwards-Helaire.
I think
a shot.
You need a safer pick, especially you know in a situation where this is your first running back.
Yeah.
So I think certainly there's always the Andy Reid effect, but he likes going to a guy. So, not Michael Thomas again. Bowser not here with us. Matt, his auto draft did well if he fell down the well, because it does feel like Michael Thomas has fallen a bit too far.
Yeah.
But Taysom Hill could be the quarterback.
Again, Taysom Hill. It was really funny. Someone was, talking political stuff about the Saints quarterback situation. They're like, oh yeah. And Taysom Hill, a white quarterback, goes from tight end to quarterback and no one says anything. And I just responded, to be fair, we shit on Taysom Hill a lot this season.
Come on. That was one of our core values this season.
Fading Taysom Hill.
And I'm on the clock, Sean. Again, I went running back. So I can dive into the receiver pool if I want to. And I think I have to. I think I'm going to end up with a decent amount of this guy this year coming up. Allen Robinson, it doesn't matter. The quarterback really doesn't matter with this guy. Third round, getting a number one. I don't know. Could Dalton just look him down, stare him down like he has in the past number one? Absolutely.
He thrives in situations where he has shitty quarterbacks. He's had shitty quarterbacks for the most part his entire career.
But Dalton can also stare a guy down. I mean, we saw in Dallas even.
And again, if you want to go deep fantasy football stuff, quarterbacks who turn it over, throw pick sixes, they have a lot of opportunities to throw the ball. I mean, again, that's why Jameis was so good that last year with the Bucks, because he threw a bunch of pick sixes, created a bunch of opportunities for them to be down and throw more interceptions. So Terry McLaurin off the board, Kramer selects Allen Robinson.
Do you hate that pick too?
Allen Robinson.
You like Allen Robinson?
No, I was just going off. I like the Allen Robinson pick. Terry McLaurin again. I don't mind that, cause he kind of clearly is the guy.
Whoa.
You throw Fitz magic in there.
Whoa. The draft is broken.
Oh wait, what happened? What do you mean the draft is broken?
Kyle Pitts in the third round, second tight end for BB 411 Slim.
I like it.
I like that.
He's just says fuck everyone else's strategy. I'm ready to rip it. I have a Kyle Pitts Kelsey team, Kramer, in the best ball. So look out.
And you got him rounds later. So
yes, I selected him in the fifth.
Another
round.
Tight end. Unbelievable.
TJ Hockenson.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm loving this. Kramer, you're on the clock.
He likes the Jared Goff angle. Oh man. You know, I didn't think I was going to be in this situation, but I think I can take another, and maybe this is a stack. Maybe this isn't the stack you want, but this is the stack I'll take. Did you not see how David Montgomery, I just went back to back Bears by the way, somehow, but did you not see how David Montgomery ended the season?
Yeah. I mean, I was riding some David Montgomery there, but, yeah, we'll see. That could have been some of the teams he was playing, and he kind of flamed out against New Orleans. But you're right,
fourth round. Okay.
I think you do have to worry. Tariq Cohen, by all accounts, healthy, back in that rotation.
Not what David Montgomery brings, though.
No, but he does. He does steal a lot of.
That's fine. Fourth round. I'm in the fourth round. Like
possible pass start.
Once you're coming to the fourth round, this is the guys who there's a question mark. And I did pass up on some receivers there, but. I mean, again, I liked what I saw, and it was more just the way he was running. Like Tariq Cohen never can run like that. He's just not that kind of player. So
Mark Andrews off the board, bit of a tight end run here. Three out of the last four selections have been tight ends.
Interesting. Interesting. People
Bowser on the clock here. Interesting to see what he does do.
Let's see if he might be asking.
Oh, he selected CeeDee Lamb.
Right. Oh, defend yourself, Bowser. No, I'm still not here.
Okay.
Bowser's still dead.
I'm going Kareem Hunt. Let's do it. I need another running back. Like being able to get Kareem Hunt here. He's shown an ability to put up a decent. I had him in a number of best balls, and Chubb goes out for a couple games. He slides right in there.
I do love how much you like tie the performance of that player on your previous teams or betting opportunities to your future draft stock. Like Kareem Hunt, I agree with you. I like him. I think we both overvalue him. But because do you think it's going to be the same thing this year? Do you think it's going to be the exact same thing? Cause you need an injury, I think, for him.
No, but he, even when he's in there,
it's great.
No, even when Nick Chubb is in there as well, he still puts up numbers.
He'll get you some games. I think that's the worry. It's the same question mark. Like I said, everyone in this round, you're talking about some sort of shared role or unsure situation. I don't mind Kareem Hunt here either. What about the rookies?
Chris Carson off the board. Kyler Murray off the board.
I think we'll start seeing these. Yeah, there we go.
Najee Harris off the board. Expected to be a, maybe second round pick here.
I mean, I think a lot of people seem very certain that he's going to come into the best situation, which is interesting to me because you don't know what his situation is going to be. And we kind of discussed this on a previous show. What, like, why not take the second, third, fourth rookie? Because you don't know who's going to get dropped into the better coaching situation or better player situation.
Josh Allen now off the board, so we're seeing a little bit of a quarterback run here. Ryan, are you considering quarterbacks?
I don't think you can. I don't think I'm going to get a quarterback. I don't think I have to get take Daniels.
You sound like the New York Giants.
I don't think. I mean, come on.
The cockiness from the Giants, the 6-10 Giants last year. What is all the enthusiasm? Is it just the free agency signings? You lost Colt McCoy.
No, it's not. It's not about the enthusiasm. You're taking the fact that the Giant fan can be optimistic about a good off season and the fact that the division, there's still a shitload of questions in the division that things will be up for grab. B, there's an absolute version of the story next year where Daniel Jones matures with better weapons around him and the defense plays better. And this team was what? How many games out of winning that division last year, Sean? Okay,
Interacting with Giants fans online, you would have no idea they were 6-10 last season.
Why do you keep looking backward through the fucking rearview mirror?
I just want to know what's happened in the off season.
Lots of things happened in the past. We don't need to talk about.
Okay, DJ Moore has been selected. Amari Cooper has been selected. I think I'm circling a couple guys right now, receivers and running backs.
Decker with back-to-back picks coming up here.
Oh, and he went Chris Godwin.
I was going to say when we first started these, I think we weren't certain where he was going to end up, and maybe a little surprised to see the outcome there, right?
What, that he stays in Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're seeing a lot of the smarter, bigger, better free agents take shorter deals, wait until the new TV money hits and teams get better caps.
Lucky he didn't walk into the room with the shark known as Dave Gettleman locking up Kenny Galladay,
on a
value deal.
No one's even considered drafting Kenny Galladay. So
he went Mike Evans and Godwin. Interesting.
Ooh.
Corner. Talk about a stack, Sean.
Yes.
Talk about
and maybe he rounds things out with old Tom Brady.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
I hate it. We can't really talk about. Can we talk about players that haven't been taken? Is it influenced the draft? We should wait until it comes back to me.
What do you mean? We're hosting a podcast. We have to talk about who's still on the board.
I feel like there's a very notable player still on the board.
What position?
Wide receiver. I'll let you. Let you guess it, but
T. Higgins, Julio Jones,
Julio. I mean, we're talking about a guy that for his entire life has not seen the third round.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting mid range options here at receiver. Croissant man on the clock. Gotta love a guy who just names his team after croissant. Lamar Jackson has been gone. Kramer, when do you start considering a quarterback?
What? When do you start considering a quarterback? I mean, don't you either take a top guy or just wait a bunch? Isn't that what we learned?
Ooh, Deontay Johnson has been selected. He's a guy I had on some of these best ball teams. I kind of have my eye on. I think in a PPR format, the fact they're bringing Big Ben back, I don't.
Great.
Why does he not get 8-9 catches a game? And maybe his hands get a little bit better. Even with shitty hands and being benched a bunch of games, he still put up insane PPR numbers.
Again, it's Big Ben. Hopefully he can stay healthy for another year. He can stay off the Pornhub for the off season and
not blow out his shoulder once again,
which, completely unrelated, but fun quarterback best ball fact. I do have Deshaun Watson on the first one that we did. So we'll see. Let's see if he gets any snaps this year.
Well, and Chase Edmonds just drafted by Jake Paquin and I'm kind of kicking myself because he is an interesting,
very interesting
a guy, especially with Kenyon Drake no longer on the team. That's a nice pickup there. Aaron Rodgers off the board. So again, quarterbacks are getting selected. Jamar Chase. That's just kind of a fun one to throw in a rookie receiver. Again, maybe a little early.
I feel like there's still guys, there's still dudes out there that you definitely would want to take before you take a completely unknown guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, again, we discussed this earlier too, but the Justin Jefferson thing may skew people because the rookie wide receivers don't often do that.
No.
And so to take a guy ahead of guys that are known commodities, that's tough.
It's just so funny reading Team PJ Walker can fuck my wife selects Julio Jones.
Like to take Jamar Chase before Julio Jones feels odd.
Yeah, maybe you're probably getting a little
nostalgic,
a little on the cute side here. So I got a lot of interesting options here. Oh, what do I do? What do I do? I get some running backs that are kind of maybe I take a look at. Couple receivers, but I'm not feeling amazing about. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go homer. Give me Dallas Goedert.
Oh, okay.
Probably a little early, but I like to load up on tight ends, and I think there's a very real world where Dallas Goedert is the number one receiver in that Philly offense. Juju Smith-Schuster, someone is throwing out. It will be interesting to see if the targets, the receptions. Because you also have Chase Claypool, which is a real X factor in there as well. If it kind of shakes out the same as it did last year in Pittsburgh.
And we're getting to that point where, you know, again, just kind of like quarterbacks, you have the tight end, like after Kelsey, you have a couple guys, and then you have that next kind of block, and then it gets really crazy. So, and we're starting to get to the end of that little stretch. So are you looking at tight end coming back the other way, Sean?
Well, I already have two tight ends, so I'm probably not dying to load up on a tight end. You can finish with
I kind of like that strategy. Sometimes you end up with three guys who you're like good.
Yeah.
And you can kind of not deal with like taking shots on guys.
Well, and also it's interesting too. I have some dark horse tight ends that I kind of want to keep my eye on for late.
So maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if there is one. I mean, even like Hunter Henry, a guy who we've loved over the years, you know, they signed him and Janu. So what's his workload going to be like in New England? Kenny Golladay has been selected in front of Kramer.
This fucking guy both times with the Giants.
Well, come on. You weren't going to select either.
Real dickhead move. Nothing fun about this pick, but as a Stafford guy, I feel like this is a little bit of a show of my faith in Mr. Matt Stafford, but Robert Woods, he shows up every year. He had Goff for a while and he's been showing up. So again, not an incredibly sexy pick, and I don't think he has the super high ceiling, but I like what he delivers week to week. And again, we knew Jared Goff sucked. We're pretty sure Matt Stafford at a minimum doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Like he's an upgrade. Mm-hmm. He doesn't suck. I know you're going to say, well, Jared Goff won a playoff game. Matt Stafford, I think to do what he did in Detroit, dude doesn't suck. I think it's going to be an upgrade.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Dak Prescott has been selected, Kramer. Get that out of here.
No. I can't. Again, sniped on Barkley and Golladay. I mean, first of all, why are you stacking Giants? Sean will tell you they're going to have a horrible offense. Now you got to take Danny Dimes later. It's a whole thing.
Has Danny Dimes been selected in any of the two previous best ball drafts? I don't think he has been. T. Higgins has been selected. Kramer, you're on the clock. Daniel Jones is available.
But I'm going to just corner the Rams receiver market and take Cooper Kupp as well. Mm. Take a page out of Decker's book. I don't mind having that receiver group. Again, I like Stafford maybe more than Sean, but I like stacking it and see what it's going to be.
Certainly. I see what you're doing there. And there's a lot of pressure on that Rams offense this year.
Sure. McVay
pressure makes diamonds.
He's going to have to teach the offense how to score points. Like he taught his dog how to not dunk a basketball and just bounce it off his nose. What a fucking loser. Why was that a whole segment on Hard Knocks?
No idea.
Horrible.
No idea. Hey, XFL Jim, he's in the draft here. Make sure you follow XFL Jim on Better Than Vegas. Make sure you check us out on Better Than Vegas. They run a ton of cool contests, gave away $5,500 for their capper contest, and very easy to start your own profile, upload your own video picks.
Hell yeah.
Follow us, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. You can follow our profile. And again, daily free video picks. What more do you want in this world? Noah Fant is off the clock or off the board here.
You're off the clock, Sean.
What are you doing? This is interesting.
Were you thinking about taking Fant as your third guy?
No. I'm not that high on Fant, and I got two tight ends I like. I'm going Adam Thielen. So I got Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson, which, again, not loving the idea of leaning into Kirk Cousins, but quietly up there in that dome.
Put up some numbers.
And maybe it won't be as good this year because maybe their defense is a little bit better. But man, they throw the ball a lot in, or I don't know. They've seemed to got a lot out of that passing offense between Thielen, Cousins, and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, now it's. I like that pick. There's no reason why that couldn't be. I mean, at least you're going to have some games. You're definitely going to have some really good games, but there's definitely going to be some like Kirk Cousins throws for 200 yards a game.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I still emphatically believe Kirk Cousins sucks, but I think, you know, fantasy wise, he's not horrible. That being said, I'm not going to go out of my way to draft Kirk Cousins, but maybe I will have to. Kind of keep an eye on the quarterback situation.
And B Swiss just took Logan Thomas. I considered him over the Rams.
Do you
stack.
Have a tight end, Kramer? Because no, I feel like no. You've really.
I've done this.
You're
every time.
You're more of an FFPC veteran than me, but you've really abandoned the idea of selecting or valuing tight ends.
Because I think, like I told you, I think too often you just miss, and if you miss with a high tight end pick, it just sucks.
Yeah.
So I'd rather invest another roster spot. I'd rather take one extra roster spot, throw it at the tight end position, and not have the problem of taking, you know, Jimmy Graham with the ninth pick and then he blows out his ACL or whatever the fuck happened that year. Like I just think when you take a tight end so high, but I will say this, tight end bust percentages are higher. That's probably why. And you'll find I either go no tight ends or I go crazy. And you'll see me take two tight ends in the first three rounds. Like I'll happily do that sometimes too, but
Team Croissant Man selects Justin Herbert.
That's not a bad. I wonder if he has any of the Chargers to stack it up with. No, and so looking around the board, Sean, what are you thinking? Any teams you're jealous of? Team 10, I'm jealous of, but fuck Team 10.
Saquon Barkley, Austin Eckler, Terry McLaurin, Mark Andrews.
I don't mind that team at all. I don't think any of these picks were like reaches, you know?
You know, I do like Bowser's team. I like Tyreek Hill there. I guess he does have CeeDee Lamb, which I hate that. Noah Fant's always fun to have, maybe a little high. Decker, I do like Decker's team, honestly. Christian McCaffrey, J.K. Dobbins, who I'm not super high on Dobbins, but then Patrick Mahomes, Godwin, and Evans. I kind of like where he's going. And if he can complete the wheel and get Tom Brady without getting him too early, I think that's a pretty interesting team.
And I have great news. We do have, we're up and running. We'll have draft grades after this one.
Oh.
So.
Who's doing the draft grids? The
Fantasy Pros. They got their best ball shit up early.
Oh, okay.
They know the D-gens are out there doing drafts in April.
So. Yeah, and if you guys make sure again, sign up for FFPC now. Get in. Sign up over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We have a link there. We're gonna be doing a ton of FFPC content over from now until fantasy really happens with the big boy drafts.
And honestly, the real sell is if you are gonna come out to Vegas. For that first week,
we're gonna go hard.
Like dip the toe with these things,
yes.
You know. Get used to the user interface. You know, I like talking user. And then, like, if you're gonna come out to Vegas, seriously consider doing a live draft of some sort. They do the main event teams, but I think you can do a live team for as little as maybe they do a 750 auction. They might do a 500 something else. So, I certainly think.
Yeah, make a week out of it. Come out.
If you want to be in a room with grown ass men who are really into fantasy football.
Yes.
And meet Dick Olson in the flesh. That's actually the realest. That's
we're going to have a meet and greet with Dick Olson. I'm sure Bowser will be there. We'll get Decker out there.
The meet and greet with Dick Olsen's going to be at the strip club.
The Dantabase.
All right, I got to pay attention to my own.
Cortland Sutton, Russell Wilson, and Decker did take Robert Tonyan, who was on my short list of possible third tight ends.
Cortland Sutton was. I was taking him if he was back to me next round. Damn it.
He's definitely on my list there.
Well, it's the same problem. You got to worry about the quarterback. You got to worry like there's so many talented players where you're like, wow, but. Can the quarterback do it?
What about Odell Beckham? I mean, he's on the board here.
At some point, I'm going to look where he went.
Definitely coming back to Cleveland? It seemed like a for sure thing. He wasn't coming back. Now he's coming back.
Tweeting biblical shit. All right, I drafted him in the eighth round. No, I didn't draft him. Someone drafted him in the eighth round in one of them.
Yeah,
and I think I took him, and I might have taken him in one of them. Really, he's just. He's going late. What round are we in, Sean?
We are.
He went in the eighth in both of these.
Round seven, pick seven. XFL Jim is on the clock.
Hunter Henry gone.
PJ Walker just selected Chase Claypool, who again was on my list.
Sean, where are you going now?
Let's see. Because there was a couple of guys I was keeping an eye on that got drafted in front of me. Oh, let's see. I'm going to do it. I'm gonna pull the trigger. Give me QB number one, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I mean, he's once got beat out by Tua. No big deal.
Well, right.
I know you don't like to look in the past at all. Sean, so I play.
All right. I mean, Jalen Hurts gonna have a better year. Your quarterback threw for 11 touchdowns in 14 games. That's impressive.
Again, if we want to look in the past, you know, Hurts has some skeletons too. Tua, not very good in your eyes.
No, he's horrible.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts ran scared.
Ran scared
from Tua. When do we take Deshaun Watson?
Oh, wow. That is.
I took him in the eighth round.
You have to know when to come.
that I think that feels like the new Deshaun Watson sound drop. Yeah, again, you're rolling the dice with Deshaun Watson. You were when last we did this. This was pre all this crazy. Yeah.
I didn't know all of it. I only knew a little bit of it.
That he was more. I think people were scared off because they didn't know where he was going to land and what situation. But now he's certainly tumbling down draft boards. There's a chance he doesn't play the entire season. Joe Burrow has been selected.
And there he goes. Odell Beckham,
the boat trip himself. Kramer, you're on the clock. What are you thinking here?
Well, I think that I just to avoid getting screwed out of it, I'm going to do like a rare three Rams in a row. I'm going to take Stafford way too early, a little bit too early, but I'm taking Stafford.
You're not worried. You're tipping your hand.
No, but because I was mad that he's so high in this fucking ranking.
Yeah. Well, that's why I drafted Jalen Hurts because they have him listed at 69. And again, his rushing upside is certainly there. Tom Brady has been selected. So Decker unable to complete the stack. And that's interesting I don't know if Decker really cares.
Do you think
about
he was even going that way?
Well, you know, we're learning a lot about people's their drafting styles.
What do I do now, Sean? If you're looking at I got three running backs, three wide receivers, a quarterback. I think I feel like I end up in this situation a lot, and I just want to take. I can just take some of the risk out of the situation. And it's probably a round early, but I'm going to take AJ Dillon and just lock up that running game. I mean, that running game is just responsible for a shitload of touchdowns. Now you're telling me I can just get the Packers rushing touchdowns? Yes, please. I mean, would over under Packers 20 rushing touchdowns from these guys. So I'm all in. I'm doing a lot of stacking. You motivated me last time to get to
stacking
really
is
go to church on the stacking. And
stacking
I did.
Is underrated in these best balls.
Well, I mean, in some ways it does lower your potential. So you have to have confidence in your ability to, you know, have some later bullets that are going to pay off. But I like where I'm sitting right now with a David Montgomery, Allen Robinson, Bears stack, a Stafford Cup, Robert Woods, Rams stack.
Brian Tannehill has been selected.
I like that pick.
Really?
Again, I think the variance, the way that they play, he's good for some big games. And again, with best ball, you don't get the fortune of being wrong. So you just kind of catch those 40 points.
Well, and he got those with running the ball. It'll be interesting to see if he can kind of match some of those late running touchdowns he had. Bowser back on the clock. Juju is available. I know Bowser is a Steelers fan. Fuller.
What is the deal with Juju? Cause that he's another guy where he's falling to this range where you can take him after you've fulfilled your starting positions. Yeah. You can take him after you have a starting lineup.
Bowser went running back Leonard Fournette. I'm kicking the tires around some of these running backs. No one's really jumping out at me. I think I had this guy in a number of best ball teams last year, bringing him back. Give me Robbie Anderson, especially with no Curtis Samuel. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities in Carolina. Their defense still isn't good. And I do think there's a world where, again, fantasy implications only, where Darnold is a step up from, Bridgewater.
Well, he's certainly going to be a step up in his willingness to take shots.
Yeah.
And I think that's the spot where you love Robbie Anderson.
Yes.
He's going to, if there's one thing, like watch the tape of Sam Darnold throwing to Robbie Anderson when they were on the same team. I think you can see it. Like sometimes it's fun to throw to a guy that's so fast he can just get everything, you know? And if there's a guy that completely shocks most people this year, it's going to be Sam Darnold. He's going to a place that's building a good culture. He's going to be able to wipe the stink of whatever happened in New York off. and he's going to a place that can say, we wanted you, you know, like we traded for you. So
Tyler Higbee selected. That's kind of an interesting play here. Getting back into some of these tight ends.
Damn it. I was considering going with another Ram.
LaVisca Chenault.
Yeah. We like that guy.
Yeah. He's fun. And again, with that Jacksonville offense, we'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Well, just to see how Urban Meyer likes to use gadget guys. He's a smart deployer of weapons. Mm. That's the best compliment you'll get out of me for Urban Meyer, but he knows how to use guys that are versatile and can play out of the backfield. And Chenault's that guy. He's a receiver that can play out of the backfield. So I think he's going to be heavily used. I like that. And speaking of those guys, Curtis Samuel goes to Croissant Man.
Croissant.
Oh, I you know, the worst part about being at the end, you got to wait so goddamn long, Sean.
Yeah, I know. I'm lining up a number of guys in my little queue here, keeping an eye on a bunch.
I like where I'm sitting with the running backs, but I feel like I want to have a couple more.
Decker back on the clock. He's got that last pick of the eighth round, first pick of the ninth. Interesting to see how he's got a balanced approach. He's got two running backs, quarterback, three pass catchers and a tight end. So a very balanced team. He can just go ADP.
When Irv Smith. Interesting.
Or BPA. Sorry.
He went Irv Smith with, you know, Kyle Rudolph gone. He's joined the championship contender known as the New York Football Giants, Sean. And he's fun. You know, he's been a guy people talked about for a while. And wow, he went Trevor Lawrence with the second pick. So had some versatility, went with tight end quarterback back. I was going to say he needs a running back. I don't like that he's now left his running backs, because we're going to see a lot. I believe we're going to see some running backs go in these next couple rounds. This is a range where we saw a little mini running back run in the last couple mock drafts. So
Ryan, where are you at? So you have one quarterback, right? And I do feel like you kind of need two, at least two, maybe three in the best ball, right?
I think you want three.
Yeah.
I think if you have Mahomes in like a solid number. If you had Mahomes and Stafford, for example, it's just you from the injury perspective, you have to take a third at least. It's so dangerous. You're going the whole season. You need to have some depth at the quarterback position. Cause if you don't have a quarterback, you're dead. And that's just that.
Yeah. You're out of it. All right. Jake Paquin on the clock.
Kenyon Drake, just Ronald Jones, the running backs, we're going to see some running backs go here. And I think Decker is going to maybe be feeling a little sad he didn't take a running back, unless he just hated all these guys. That's also a possibility. Decker's filled with a lot of hate. Poor Chargers. What are you looking at, Sean? You got three more picks before you.
Yeah, I got my eye on a couple things.
You don't want to talk about it. You got two tight ends, two running backs, three receivers, a quarterback. You can kind of go everywhere. You still have one starting spot to fill, I believe.
Really?
No, you have them all filled. I apologize. You had the two tight ends. And Matt Ryan, Baker Mayfield, before that, Waddle and Williams, Mike Williams went off the board. Yeah, you can kind of go in whatever direction you want, Sean.
We'll see. I'm not crazy about their offense, but I'm going to go Jamal Williams there in Detroit.
Interesting.
They brought him in. They paid him.
Can I tell you why? He knows how to chew a kneecap.
Yeah, and it seems like they're going to kind of go smash mouth offense. Jamal Williams, I mean, remember those playoff games? Remember how hard he was running within the 10-yard line? AP, I imagine DeAndre Swift has had some injury issues himself, so they brought him there for a reason. I like the idea of, you know, them bringing him in and them wanting to run the ball and use him.
I think if you pay a running back, you're going to use a running back, right?
Yeah.
So I like,
and they're old school football style. So
I love that pick.
Evan Ingram off the board. Bowser going with Evan Ingram. Kramer, I know you're no longer a fan of Evan Ingram, even though he's on your favorite team.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the mental fortitude. What are we looking at? I'm up next, Sean.
Yeah. Come on. Brandon Cooks just selected. So again, no idea who's going to be the quarterback for Houston, but well, Brandon Cooks this late, you could talk yourself into something worse.
Well, and I think
Will Fuller is available now.
I'm pulling the trigger because again, but it's best ball. He's going to miss some games, but I'm taking him now. We're talking ninth round. I know you don't love Tua. Tua can throw a nice deep ball, and
can he?
I think he can, and I think with Devontae Parker on the other side, who by the way, odd how far down the board he seems to be falling.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's all the prognosis on how bad Tua might be. I like taking a little shot on Will Fuller in best ball. Why not?
Surprised Devontae Parker is around because that I know our buddy Justin Decker always loved playing Devontae Parker in DraftKings and for good reason. Kramer, you're back on the clock. Well, do you consider Devontae Parker?
There are some other guys that probably are. And I'm going to go with it because it stacks me with Taylor. I'm banking on the Colts offense being decent, but Michael Pittman is a guy that I liked. I liked what I saw last year and what he did, you know, in some ways looks a little bit like what the tight ends of Philly did.
So it seems like it's only a matter of time until you draft the Ginger Judas himself, Carson Wentz.
You know, the way the team is shaping up, Sean, it wouldn't be the worst move for me.
Mm. Well, it would be as a person who doesn't like pussies.
Well, you tell me I'm supposed to stack. and so what I'm telling you is my team's kind of working its way down a path where maybe Carson Wentz or the Red Rocket himself, Andy Dalton, finds his way on the team. All right.
What Bowser's on the clock here. What am I going to do? I got a bunch of options here. Deshaun Watson just sitting there waiting for someone to take him. Tony Pollard. I think Tony Pollard's the only Cowboy I'd feel okay drafting just because it's a clear fuck you to Zeke. Yeah.
Well, it means that Zeke's doing something horrible.
Yes.
I think now you're looking at it, right? You see what commenting on Decker passing on the running back last time where he could have taken a Ronald Jones. And now you see what it's starting to turn into where now we're in the full blown like lottery.
Yeah.
You're taking a Alex Madison in a round or two as like a bona fide backup, or you're just taking a shot on someone. Our guy Nyheim Hines is still floating around. He's always fun.
He is, and I did it. I pulled the trigger. I drafted Kirk Cousins. Oh, believe Jesus. It or not, didn't think I would get here. But when
can you play Joe Buck for yourself?
I got to load Joe Buck back in.
Oh, what? How dare you? Devontae Parker goes. So I guess it wouldn't have been too much of a stretch to take him there.
No,
I would prefer to have multiple Colts than to have multiple Dolphins.
Yeah.
So maybe that thinks I have more faith in Carson Wentz than Carson Wentz in a good system under good tutelage versus Tua.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to PicksWise.com. They got a team of trend watching, data devouring, sports fanatic, wise guys, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction, every single game, all for free. That's right, completely free. Give them a follow over at PicksWise.com, picking all the games against the spread every day. I had a bunch of action picks for the Masters, and NHL, NBA, MLB every goddamn day. Give them a follow over at PicksWise.com. Devontae Smith off the board here. So getting into some of these rookies here, Carson Wentz, Jake Paquin pulls the trigger on Ginger Judas.
Doesn't it seem like Devontae Smith could be a nice best ball rookie? Catches a couple deep balls here and there.
Yeah.
I don't know what team he's going to be on, but.
No. Yeah. Again, I think you're probably onto something about Jefferson kind of being an outlier with these receivers.
But now we're in the 10th round, at least. It's not like we're like five rounds ago. It's a different story. But now it's a shot, and you don't. I guess the reason for a rookie at this point is you don't know.
Yeah.
Especially at the running back position. And maybe that's where Decker will go here, because, you know, if you're going to take a shot, you might as well take a shot we haven't seen yet. You don't know what team he's going to end up on.
Doing a little research here on some of these rookies.
Well, Jeffrey Wilson goes, and that's a nice pick. I certainly. So now Decker on the clock, two picks. He does. He's got two running backs. He's got to take a running back. He absolutely has to take a running back.
What will Decker do here to close out the 10th round in our FFPC best ball?
I feel like it's getting slim draft. Steamy in here, Sean. I'm gonna have to take the lock dog tee sweatshirt off.
Jeffrey Wilson, he's been selected.
Yeah, get that. All right. And we're back.
Feel free to talk when I'm working on the AC.
I'm going to take my sweatshirt off, and you just got
I thought you could talk at the same time.
I was, you know, a little of this, a little of that. So Decker goes Judy, hands like feet, and Zach Moss. He finally takes a running back.
Zach Moss was in my queue. Guy I was keeping an eye on.
How are you looking at roster balance wise? You feeling pretty balanced at this point?
Two quarterbacks, three running backs, three receivers, two tight ends. So yeah, pretty balanced.
Yeah,
eight bench spots available.
I still don't have a tight end, Sean. Still do not have a tight end.
Just living out on the edge, Ryan. No tight ends.
Just living on the edge.
1.5 point PPR, just spitting in the face.
Spitting in the face.
Daniel Jones just sitting there on the open market. Has he been accused of 23 sexual assaults? And because I'm just trying to see why him and Deshaun Watson are both available.
He did go to Duke. I don't want to draw any lines to that alleged thing that didn't happen. But Nyheim Hines finally goes. I was considering going to grab him too. Just another guy to pair with those Colts. All right, we're in the 11th round.
Justin Fields available. I wonder if guys take shots on rookies. I mean, if I was to take a shot on a rookie, I'd probably go Fields or maybe Trey Lance, someone that can give you some rushing upside. The idea of Trevor Lawrence isn't really that appealing to me.
Honestly. And Cole Kmet, he was in the queue. I was definitely going to fire. Sneaky. I was going to fire on him. Damn it.
Jameis Winston is available. That's kind of an interesting, again,
he's
do
a backup
need three.
Quarterback.
Right. We do need three quarterbacks in these in this league. Mac Jones. I mean, Mac Jones, now that we know he's going to the 49ers, interesting. If we're trying to round out our third quarterback.
Really? I'm kind of in the camp of Mac Jones. Like, what is exciting about Mac Jones?
Oh no, I'm not high on Mac Jones as a prospect. I'm just saying you drop him in that 49er system, you can see how he could put up decent stats.
You spoke it into existence. Jameis Winston followed by Chuba Hubbard.
Ooh.
Sean, you're on the clock.
Chuba Hubbard was in my queue. I was gonna take a shot on the rookie running back there. Feel like it could use some balance here and go running back, but I don't know if anyone, although Tariq Cohen did help me win $200,000. So he does have a certain place in my heart. You know what I'm going to do? I love drafting this guy. High character guy. Good to have him on any team. Philip Lindsay of the Houston Texans. It's ugly, but
why not?
They don't have a quarterback right now with Deshaun Watson. Yeah. They're going to need to run the ball, and they bring in Philip Lindsay. I think Philip Lindsay could be an every down back. Now, granted, it's not a great offense, but at the end of the 11th round, I think that's a steal.
You could do worse. You could do worse. I mean, I don't mind it compared to some of the other guys in the ballpark. There's a guy I like a little bit more, and it's just because of the it's almost my pick, and then I'll fucking tell you because I don't want to get this to get ruined once again.
What is how do they? Because we have a question in the chat. How do they grade Taysom Hill in this?
I would is it hope just as a
quarterback?
I would hope so. How do you know? How is it not just a quarterback?
I'm just saying, let's say he had receptions. Is there some sort of wonky way that they play him?
Do you get all the points? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great question. Great question.
There you go.
Thank you for your question.
Daniel Jones still available. Justin Fields.
Am I on the clock?
You are on the clock, Kramer. What are you doing here?
I'm taking him because of the offense he plays in, and Devin Singletary again.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Daniel Jones.
No, not yet. Another running back, probably fifth running back, five receivers now. But Singletary again in that Bills offense. I like Zach Moss too. I like both of them. But for them to be going off the board this late, what Zach Moss came off last round, in this round, Devin Singletary. So I think, or actually Zach Moss this round as well. So both Bills running backs, I know they weren't super performant last year, but the offense scores points, and offenses that score points have running backs that score points. This is best ball. You don't have to worry about picking which one. So
it's true. Corey Davis has been selected and Zach Wilson. I like that. Sorry. I thought that was someone doing that back to back.
It was. Corey Davis and Zach Wilson back.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Then that's a good strategy. Taking a shot on the rookie quarterback and pairing him with, you know, probably who's going to be his number one selection there.
And now again, I feel like I didn't really want to do this, but I've been given the opportunity to take Tariq Cohen with David Montgomery. So I'm going to just bottle that up. I've got a lot of players and not a lot of, like, I feel like I have a lot of same team stacks here, but
load up, Kramer.
I have Aaron Jones, David Montgomery with their primary backups. I'm not upset about it. Wow. I still can't believe I didn't get Saquon Barkley with the 11th pick. and he's a Redskins fan too. I sent him fucking Chase Young jersey.
Yeah, I know.
You think he could have let Barkley slip to
and
me
he loads up on the Giants. Content.
What a move.
Wow. I thought Bowser was the guy who selected Deshaun Watson. He did not. He selected Henry Ruggs.
The chat pointing out, I have a lot of NFC North representation on my team. Tremendous amount.
We are the North. Oh man, it's back to me. What do I do here? So many,
this draft is moving. I like it.
It's cooking.
Congratulations to everyone.
All right. I got two quarterbacks, four running backs, three receivers, two tight ends. Feel like I should go probably receiver here. Keep things balanced. And I'm worried just cause he's climbing up that I should get him. And I'm going to be pissed if I don't. I'm taking Jalen Reagor. I think he could be again. I'm loading up here. Goddard, Jalen Reagor, and Jalen Hurts.
Well, what's going to happen with Ertz? Then I guess we should talk about
that. That's interesting. And he's still on the board. There is a growing chance that he's on the Eagles. So, and again,
he's
maybe,
a pretty interesting target. If he
maybe
is.
new offense, new coaching staff. He plays better. I mean, he kind of really fell off the cliff there, had some injury issues, some attitude issues. But I think maybe new system, he's going to be okay. He's still possible drafting trade. I mean, when the season ended, I thought there was like a 0% chance, but now I think there's like a 30-40%. He's on their offense.
Yeah. I was kind of looking at him with that last round pick that I just made. I realized Tariq Cohen was still there and I probably should take him. That's a safe move with David Montgomery, but I mean, Zach Ertz is a guy who he doesn't get a lot of yards after the catch, but he knows how to get catches. And again, Sean, a 3-yard catch is 1.8 points.
Yes.
So
that is his specialty.
That there is that.
I mean, don't have a tight end, do you?
Am I the only one without a tight end?
How have you gone this far without a tight end? You realize you have to.
No, there's another team without a tight end. Croissant Man, who's on the clock right now.
There's
and he takes it. And I am Blake
Jarwin,
the last team with a tight end,
last man standing, taking a tight end. There is a really funny vine that just Google. I almost dropped my croissant, and it's this scaring this guy. And I'm not doing it justice, but just Google dropped his croissant YouTube video. Maybe I'll select it. Kramer, can you play the audio if I send you a video?
I can try. Yes.
Okay.
I can try.
Patrick Frex or Frex. I don't know how do you pronounce that. F R E R K S saying he needs some FCS action. He's a big Eastern Washington fan.
Oh, I'm sorry. FCS, huh? Minor college football. This is the National Football League, sir. All right. Where are we at, John?
Where are we at? I'll tell you, we are rounding out the 12th round here in the best ball FFPC draft. Eric Ebron has been selected. So again, kind of getting to the bottom of the barrel. Wait, was that your pick, Kramer? No. Who did you select?
How dare you make fun of my pick? I took Tariq Cohen.
Oh, that's right.
Long time. I don't pick for a while.
Decker is on the clock, closing out round 12, and we'll be starting round 13.
The tight ends are just disappearing. So I have what? 6 running backs, 5 receivers, and a quarterback, Sean. So that puts me at 12. I probably need to now take what, 4 tight ends and 2 quarterbacks with my last 6 picks.
18 rounds. So yeah, you got to do the math here and make sure you end up with
I think I want to end up with 4 tight ends and 3 quarterbacks. So I need 2 more quarterbacks, 4 tight ends the rest of the way. You know my strategy. Just told everyone.
Laying it out there for the people.
Gus Edwards.
Gus Edwards. So he's loading up on the Ravens backfield here. Interesting strategy. That's,
again, did he grab them all? He got Dobbins and Edwards. You could do worse things than end up with a running, you know, the Ravens like to run the ball, Sean.
Yes, they do.
He still needs to take another running back.
Kyle Rudolph is available, Ryan.
Why are you trolling me, man?
Cameron Brate also available. Interesting pile of tight ends kicking around, starting with Zach Ertz, according to their rankings. Austin Hooper, Gerald Everett, Gronk, who's always
the problem fun. Is I missed. Now I'm literally taking 4 bullets, and I just gotta hope the dice land the right way. I probably should have taken a tight end earlier, but I'll figure it out.
What does Decker do here? Oh, he selected Antonio Brown.
What a deviant, Decker.
Not currently on a team, but you gotta like the upside play here.
I know I got to trade up. Who's going to trade with me? Can we do trades? Do I take Zach Ertz if he's here, Sean?
I'm not going to try and help you out, no, but I think you're crazy not to take him. I mean, either he's traded for someone, or I think he's going to be involved. But in whatever.
That's what offense. I'm asking you. Is he going to be traded?
It seems like he should have been traded by now. The fact that he's still hanging on, I think it's slowly growing in the possibility that they just keep him. I mean, whenever a team offers the guy to look for a trade, it means they don't have a ton of plans for the guy.
Latavius Murray. Nice. It's an
interesting,
I mean, again, Alvin Kamara. So he's handcuffing Madison.
James Conner still out there.
Probably late for Madison. You don't like Cook, Sean. That's a nice handcuff there. And Parham was going to be on my team on the next pick. Sean's up now.
Damn it. That was Donald Parham is a sneaky play with no Hunter Henry down in San Diego. So shout out to XFL Jim, AK team PGA Walker, Ken, fuck my wife. All right. I will feel like this guy, I'm always picking him in fantasy, but Cole Beasley, why not? Cole Beasley involved in that Buffalo Bills offense. Give it to me, Cole.
You love the guys you love, Sean.
He's a PPR machine.
No judgment.
He's a PPR machine. Getting Cole Beasley in the 13th round.
No judgment.
I don't know. I'm all over the place here with this draft.
And he takes Daniel Jones. This mother. I'm just about to pull the trigger on my backup.
Come on, you're never gonna draft Daniel Jones, Ryan. Your draft when you select Daniel Jones says this it is all.
Unbelievable.
You can scream all rise as much as you want. The fact that you're not drafting Daniel Jones says it all.
This is unbelievable. All right, so I think I got to take a tight end, and I think I need to. Do I just take Zach Ertz?
Why not?
I guess I just take Zach Ertz. I kind of hope he gets traded, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think if he does play with the Eagles, they're certainly going to lean into Dallas Goedert. But again, I mean, he had a little bit of chemistry there with Hurts late. So I think if you're holding on to that, oh, and you go, wait, you selected Austin Hooper, right?
Yeah.
Instead of Zach Ertz.
No, I took Zach Ertz first. And then I took
Austin Hooper. To back.
Hooper. That's not horrible. This late?
No, but I'll be honest. I have Harrison Bryant in my queue as a deep play.
Nah, I don't mind him, but I think Hooper's going to, I mean, Hooper could be in for a nice game or a nice season.
Bowser's Bruisers select James Conner. This guy.
Dolphins. I'm hearing Dolphins, Sean.
I feel like I got to draft this guy, JD McKissick. He sneakily had a ton of PPR points for the Washington football team. We'll see if that happens again.
Slightly different quarterback,
but I still think they get him involved, and they were pretty high on Antonio Gibson, Alex McKissick too. I think Ron Rivera likes him. So this late, I'm fine with it.
And just the two picks in between me were Daryl Henderson and T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton, a nice best ball pick. Again, he is old, but does he still have 150 yard, two touchdown game in him? I mean, we're talking 14th round, Sean.
That we are. Round 14, pick six.
Can't believe I didn't get fucking Danny Times.
What do you mean? You didn't want him.
I was taking him right there.
No, come on, Ryan. You don't have to lie to me. You don't have to pretend you're confident.
Someone who has the ability to go 100 yards like Daniel Jones? Are you?
No, he didn't. He didn't go 100 yards.
What do you mean he didn't go 100 yards?
He fell. Remember against
the
Eagles?
He did. He fell. He tripped over the field, but he has the ability to do it.
Ooh, Darnell Mooney. He's an interesting Bears receiver.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know if Andy Dalton seemed like Foles had a little connection with him on the deep ball there. He's kind of frisky.
Foles is coming in as the backup. I don't know if you read the news. Andy Dalton, starter.
QB1,
baby. Ooh,
Alan Lazard. He's a fun late grab.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's another
James White off the board.
Especially if you have Davante Adams, I like pairing him with Lazard. Kind of gives you a little bit of insurance. You don't often think to stack the receivers as much as you do the running backs, but guy like Adams, you want to make sure you get that production.
Mecole Hardman just drafted by Jake, and he's kind of an interesting one too. I feel like he gets overhyped, but again, this late,
forever up next, you know.
Yeah, this late, I think it makes sense taking a shot on him for sure.
All right, what do we have? What's next? I mean, Jesus, this is I think I have to look back. I think I'm having to look at quarterback too, right?
How many quarterbacks do you have, Kramer?
Just one. I still need two quarterbacks and two tight ends.
Your drafting strategy is insane.
I'm punting on the quarterbacks and tight ends. Well, see how it works out.
You know, you need three for a solid best ball team, right?
I'll have three. I'm worried. I'll have three. What do you?
Well, who do you think? Let's predict who you're going to end up with quarterback.
Well, let's read. Let's look back.
Marcus Mariota.
First draft. Hold Henneke. On. First draft. I ended up with Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston, Zach Wilson, and Taysom Hill. Pretty nice. I like where I'm sitting right now. Thank you very much. I have a starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. I have Zach Wilson, and I have. You know, just we'll see what Deshaun Watson ends up doing. My next one, Sean, I had Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, and Zach Wilson. I got a lot of Zach Wilson action.
All right, my quarterbacks.
Which, by the way, I got Zach Wilson in the 16th and the 16th round. He went just now in the 14th.
I know, it's crazy.
You're welcome. Value, baby.
Value. So I got the first drafted in Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Trey Lance.
Oh, I like the Trey Lance. Where do we think
Trey
he's
Lance
going?
16th? You know, I actually hear the Washington football team loves Trey Lance. Oh, Patrick no. Mahomes, Jalen Hurts in the other draft. So I only went two quarterbacks in that one, but I felt pretty good, obviously having Patrick Mahomes that high up. Decker back on the clock. What does he do here to kick off the 15th round?
There is that part of the strategy in best ball where sometimes it's nice to just get a top shelf guy. Like you can top shelf each position in best ball and not have to worry about as much of the variability. But I think you end up reaching for quarterbacks when you do that, but who knows? I mean, Mahomes is Mahomes. At some point he'll fall down. Bateman's a pick that I like down here. Again, you're taking what, the fourth or fifth rookie receiver now at an appropriate place. We're not talking like taking a guy up in the fifth round. We're talking the 15th round. he could have a better year than Waddle, whoever went, or Jamar Chase, whoever went up top. What do you think about Cook? He's not going to, is he going to be on the Saints? Where is he right now?
He
got signed, didn't he?
Didn't the Chargers sign him?
We got to look this
up. I'm blanking.
I don't know. It's been a day. Yep. Exactly.
So maybe Parham isn't the guy, but I certainly Jared think he's Cook, fun.
Jared Cook's just another big ass.
Like, so old though at this point. And he's going to that Chargers medical staff.
He just looks
just awful. Known for getting guys injured. Terrence Marshall.
Again, I don't mind taking the stabs on those rookies now because you're not relying on them at all. And if they turn out to be anything, it's a great pick. Sterling Shepard could be a decent pick down here, Sean.
Could. Again, there's a big quarterback question in New York.
So confident with Jalen Hurts.
No, I mean, I think he has massive upside. We'll see. I'm optimistic, but
he doesn't have the top speed.
I know he's better than Jones. I know he's better than Daniel Jones. Oh, that no, I know.
Stop it. That's just you sound silly when you say it out loud.
Will he have more than 11 passing touchdowns this season? Who? I would say yes.
Who, Daniel Jones?
Well, Daniel Jones had 11 last year.
Yeah, he'll have more than 11 this year. Why do you keep wanting to look backwards, Sean? We live in the present. We live in the future.
Nelson Aguilar.
We live in the past.
He's available.
Trey Lance goes to Jake.
Jake Paycor.
And Patrick over in the YouTube chat saying Lance is going to end up with Denver.
That certainly could be, but I think Washington is super high on Trey Lance, and I think they're actually going to trade up to get him.
You're plugged in, huh? Sean, only
my sources are saying
five running backs, five receivers, two tight ends, two quarterbacks. Very balanced at this point.
I almost want to take a quarterback just to see what you end up doing, Ryan. Oh, there's some options.
You want to play some fucking defense? What do you do? What is it? Dungeons and Dragons, Sean?
Well, that's your favorite. PJ Walker or team PJ Walker can fuck my wife.
Totally not.
Todd Gurley.
Oh, there you go, man. How the mighty have fallen. 2 years ago, he was the top pick, right? Or was it 3 years ago?
This guy, I'm surprised he's here this late. I'm taking a shot on Christian Kirk in that Arizona offense. Okay. He seemed to be involved.
Opportunities there.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's all you got to worry about. Is he going to have a potential to see that the targets? I don't see why not.
Coming off a 79 target season, 48 catches, six touchdowns. That's a pretty solid season. I don't see why it wouldn't be as consistent. All right. Darnell Mooney, Bowser took him. He was in my queue. I was hoping he would come back to me.
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier.
Giving away our gems here, Kramer, on the Sports Gambling Podcast.
By the way, I see Decker in the FFPC chat. In the draft chat, calling out the Aaron Rodgers hosting Jeopardy, which, by the way, all time, just like if you didn't think this guy was a fuck you kind of guy, no! he's hosting Jeopardy in his spare time. I'm on the clock, Sean.
What are you doing? Do you draft a quarterback?
Well, I'm going to, again, new situation, same team. Christopher Herndon. He's been an upside guy for a while. He's going to have a fun quarterback and a new coach that isn't Adam Gase.
Okay.
Could do worse, right?
You could. I would have went Harrison Bryant. That's me. Jimmy Graham also kind of, I mean, what does he have left? He certainly had a handful of touchdowns there. Jack Doyle always kind of circling.
One of the fun things about best ball is touchdown guys that score touchdowns matter. And because you don't have to pick the guy, you can play a number of tight ends and just get the guy with the touchdown, which is why I'm going back to the Bills offense, Dawson Knox.
There you go.
So I just took four tight ends in a row, Sean. So I went from zero tight ends to now I have Zach Ertz, Austin Hooper, Christopher Herndon, and Dawson Knox.
You have such a weird team.
It's not a horrible set of tight ends. One of those guys scores a touchdown three quarters of the week.
Okay.
That's not a bad. I'll be all right.
I like where your head's at.
I'm thinking optimistically. So now I think I have to just go quarterback at the end here.
It's always a good sign. So I have 16, 17, and 18. I want one more tight end, one pass catcher, and one quarterback. What do I do here? Do I like any of these receivers enough? Darius Slayton, No. Sammy Watkins. Josh Reynolds. Oh, I didn't realize he's on the Titans now.
I don't want to. There's definitely some guys here that are fun to take a stab at, especially maybe some younger guys. You don't know what you're going to get. And sticking with the theme, Sean, and now you're on the clock. He wasn't taken, so I'm going to bring him up because I'm not going to take him later. But Ronald Moore, rookie. He's a guy, again, we're down to what, the seventh rookie wide receiver?
Well, Ryan, you talk about young guy upside, Van Jefferson, right? What everyone seemed to be so high on him last year. Again,
I don't mind the pick.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm on Stafford, Goff, and Woods. I think the offense is going to be productive.
Well, I think there could be some, he only had 19 catches, one touchdown, but I think there's some massive upside potential for the second year receivers, especially considering how wonky last year was for rookie receivers. Justin Jefferson, obviously the outlier, but even a guy like Rager, Van Jefferson, these guys, weird quarterback situation. Now they have a full year of camp, maybe some stability at the position. I think some of these second year receivers are really going to pop in a big way. I'm going to roll the dice here on Jefferson.
And apologies if I mispronounced Moore's name. Drinking some whiskey, buddy.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know. Rinalde?
Rinalde.
No.
Who's Ronald Moore? Getting Rondale, in the chat.
Rondale. Rondale Moore. Purdue, right? Definitely Purdue.
Interesting closing out here on the draft. So Kramer, you got to go quarterback twice.
Yeah, I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs for 30 picks here before I have to take two Justin shitty quarterbacks. Fields,
Ben Roethlisberger. No. Ben Roethlisberger, no. I don't mind in best ball.
A lot of these guys won't be here by the time I'm picking. I'm going to be looking at Drew Lock.
Drew Lock?
Kyle Trask? I'm kind of tempted to take a rookie.
I would take Drew Lock. Well, no, they're not going to start Drew Lock. Kellen Mond? Jordan Love?
Sam Darnold goes. God damn it. I wanted to take
Sam. Oh, shit. I knew I should have taken Sam Darnold because I had
greedy.
I had Robbie Anderson. I didn't think anyone was actually going to draft Sam Darnold.
That's, you know, I think most of these guys, Gardner Minshew's still out there, Sean.
Yeah.
What's the chance that Urban Meyer decides, you know what? Fuck it. This Gardner Minshew guy.
Zero.
Zero.
Well, is he still on the Jags? I know they were talking about getting rid of him.
Did they cut him?
No, but I think he's, I was hoping the Eagles traded for him. I think you can get him for like a fifth or sixth rounder.
Why do you want to screw up the court? You know, he walks into the locker room with his giant dick. Jalen Hurts isn't going to like that.
Oh, come on.
You can't mess up a locker room like that.
I love Googling Gardner Minshew just because of the headlines. Jags Gardner Minshew shows off new platinum power pelt mullet haircut in IG image. Oh man, this is pretty awesome.
HL over in the chat asking if he's blind or if Mac Jones is still on the board.
Mac Jones is still available.
Yeah, so people think that's automatic. We think that Mac Jones going to San Francisco starting day one.
Yeah. I mean, you don't draft a quarterback third overall. I mean, maybe not. Maybe they really Sean, stick to their guns and not start him. But how many times have they drafted a quarterback third overall and not started him?
I've started, obviously I'll be coming out with a mock draft here in the near term, but doing my draft prep. Watch the tape on Mac Jones. I just don't know if he's going to be starting week one.
Okay.
Unless, are they getting rid of Jimmy G? Will he be on the roster?
No, according to the 49ers, he's a part of their long-term plans. And to me, it's just a matter. I think the Patriots trading for Jimmy G is
that would be the ultimate.
Isn't this Belichick's wet dream though? He signs all these guys. He signed two tight ends in free agency. Now he gets a chance to trade for Jimmy G. Trades him back for a second rounder.
Fuck you, Tom.
Oh no, Harrison Bryant. God damn it.
Oh man. So I guess
let's catch people up here. After the Sam Darnold pick, Ben Roethlisberger went, who I had my eye on, Trey Sermon, Jamison Crowder there, Decker on the turn, Harrison Bryant, who I think was one of the better tight ends available, Darrell Williams, Croissant Man.
I mean, again, at this point, you're just, Who knows? And if you think about how many guys last year that we had no idea, it, like, go look at your best ball drafts from early in the summer last year, you know?
Yeah.
It, like, this is the, there are going to be some guys that no one knows about. No one's talking about.
Yeah.
Taylor, well, Heineke.
And also we get a legit preseason. We're going to get three preseason games to actually scout some of these rookies. Oh, God damn you, team Jake Paquin.
Real dickhead.
Albert Aquanginum. I don't know. I know. I'm just going to call him Albert O on the Broncos. Yeah. That was a guy I had my eye on, deep sleeper at the tight end position.
I believe he played with Locke in college.
Yeah.
Is that right? Played at Iowa.
I don't know. All the noise out of Denver is that he's a guy worth keeping an eye on.
I think I got the tip from my Colorado guy. And I think that was the Iggy that he had chemistry with Locke, Iowa. He went to Missouri. He had a moment before he got hurt too, I feel like, last year. All right. I gotta get a quarterback.
XFL Jim on the clock.
And more goes to Beer Guy 27. Which, by the way, a lot of the guys from the Slack over here, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Slack. I mean, the golf, if you weren't in there for the Masters, no,
what were you doing?
I think people would pay good money just to read that live stream, just to read the thoughts, Steve, and minds of Steve. I am
Salvan Ahmed is off the board. XFL Jim stealing him. I'm doing it. We talked about him. Let's go, baby. Mac Jones for my third quarterback. Massive upside. Fucking Kramer.
Gross. Oh, that's I don't like that pick at all, Sean.
What don't you like about it?
What has Jimmy G done in that system that gets you excited about the quarterback?
Well, you know, I might be able to run around again. 49ers.
Mac Jones is not athletic.
Jimmy G took him to a Super Bowl.
I love your take on rookie quarterbacks and the athleticism and how that gets them to scoring points and brings their floor up. Mac Jones isn't that guy.
Well, that's why I'm drafting him in the 17th round. Obviously, right? Obviously. I just think the 49ers offense might put him in a place where he gets
all right
20 Hold passing on. Touchdowns.
Someone took Justin Fields. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean,
what do I do here, Sean?
You got Jared Goff staring right at you.
Taysom Hill's still there.
I mean, I would go of these. Jared Goff, you know, is the starter, so I think you got to go Jared Goff.
Andy Dalton too. I already have the Bears stack. Shouldn't
you
I
do
just
have the Allen Robinson stack?
Andy Dalton. Oh fuck me, I'm up. Fuck. Do we think Drew Lock can do it? Are they going to be committed to him? You're right. I have to take Jared Goff. This is horrible. I can't do it. What am I supposed to do? What do I do here, Sean?
Cue up the boat, man. Oh, get on Jared Goff sucks island.
Do I just take Taysom Hill? Oh, this is so horrible. This is so hard. Jared Goff. God damn it.
Jared Goff off the board. I don't know if he went drafted in all these, previous mock draft.
I'm sure he went drafted because wasn't he still in the Rams?
Yeah.
I'm
17th
sure.
round last time. So good value here, Kramer. Oh no, he's in, he was the second pick in the 17th round. You got him towards the end.
Situation got way worse.
All right. I think I'm probably going to go tight end for my final pick. Kramer, last pick for you. Number 18,
Andy Dalton.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Riding the wave, baby. I got a bunch of Bears already. That's just, I'm happy with this team, Sean.
Okay.
A little worried about the quarterbacks, but I got Stafford. I like this team. I think I'm going to get a good grade, Sean. I think I'm going to get a good grade.
Do you? Yeah. Who gets a higher grade, Kramer? According to the fantasy pros.
Yeah. It's going to be Kyle Trask. Maybe I could have, is he going to be playing quarterback?
He's going to be like a third round pick. So I don't know what team is taking him in the third round and starting him day one.
I mean, who's the guy I should have taken? Maybe Jimmy G, but I mean, to your point, I don't think his days are numbered.
In that Pat's offense, maybe he does something and that you could,
where's
you
Cam,
can talk wait, yourself into that kind of being interesting.
Cam Newton got taken. I mean, you don't think Cam, I mean, they're talking up all how Cam is, he's a new man this year, Sean.
All right. My last pick of the FFPC best ball. I'm going Jack Doyle. Fuck it. I need a third tight end. I don't know if the tight end situation in Indianapolis is completely set yet. Right. I mean,
international Coxman of mystery, Jack Doyle joining the squad. He brings more than just football skills, Sean.
But I mean, let's be honest. Who is the tight end? Who is the starting tight end for the Colts? They run a ton of like,
Mo Ali Cox is a bad man.
Yeah, but I mean, Philip Rivers liked him. There's nothing that's tying Carson Wentz to him.
Are you saying they have different tastes in their tight ends?
Sean? Yeah. I mean, okay. It's Jack Doyle. I mean, Jack Doyle, according to the depth chart, is listed as the starter.
Jack Doyle looks a lot more like Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert than Mo Ali Cox.
Andrew Robb is asking, yes, we will tweet out the draft grades once those are posted. As we close out the draft here, Taylor Heineke has selected Nelson Aguilar, which good to see him involved in the fantasy world.
He got paid, right? He's getting that, yeah. that coin. How the fuck did that
hopefully
happen?
He's getting paid in Bitcoin as well. Like our boy, Russell Okung.
Oh man. All right.
To the moon.
Football, right?
Football.
More felt football.
Great. Felt great talking football. We obviously we're going to be talking some FCS football. We're going to do a way too early NFL win total this week as well.
A little pre-draft.
Maybe. Yeah. And then we're going to be doing some mock drafts, some NFL draft props, of course. Yeah. Russell Gage selected, Quintez Cephas off the board as well. Closing things
you
out
like,
here.
You like my golf pick for the upside of those receivers. Traquan Smith.
Okay.
He's always a fun one down there in New Orleans.
He could, again, you know, kind of new quarterback situation. You could talk yourself into Traquan getting loose.
Josh Reynolds is a good pick. I like that pick.
Yeah.
Very good pick.
For the Titans. On the Titans. Van Jefferson, of course, was my Rams receiver.
I like potential that upside.
Anthony McFarland. Decker closing out the draft with Anthony McFarland.
Strong pick.
All right, Kramer, we should rattle off our teams. I'll do mine first here. Kirk Cousins, Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, Philip Lindsay, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, JD McKissick, Kareem Hunt, Jamal Williams, Cole Beasley, Adam Thielen, Robbie Anderson, Jalen Reagor, Justin Jefferson, Van Jefferson, Christian Kirk, Dallas Goedert, Jack Doyle, and George Kittle. So I snuck in a George Kittle, Mac Jones stack. I have a Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert stack. And then of course my Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen stack as well. Kramer, how are you feeling about your team?
I'm feeling great. In order of the pick, Sean, Jonathan Taylor, Aaron Jones, Allen Robinson, David Montgomery, Robert Woods, and Cooper Kupp with Matthew Stafford, AJ Dillon behind Aaron Jones, Will Fuller, Michael Pittman, Devin Singletary, Tariq Cohen behind David Montgomery. And then a bit of a tight end run. Zach Ertz, Austin Hooper, Christopher Herndon, Dawson Knox, and my two backups, Jared Goff and Andy Dalton himself. Let's see if I can get these draft grades up. Let's see. Analyze draft.
Kramer's running the
boom. Let's go, baby. 93 out of 100. Won the draft.
All right. Pull up the draft grades. And, while we're closing things out here, make sure you guys follow us on Riffer. Oh,
so excited.
Micro podcasting at its finest. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Riffer. That's RIFFR. We're doing a bunch of daily picks there. They're called micro pods. Again, just fun, kind of like best bets. I threw out some master stuff. Moonoff has been doing some NBA stuff. Colby hitting you with some FCS football. Kramer's going to be posting right after we finish up here. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/RIFFR. Kramer, pull up the draft grades.
I'm working on it. I got to bring it to this other browser. Hold on. A lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Perfect time also to remind you guys, Merch Monday is alive and well. This is taping it live Sunday night, so still time to get in your review over on Apple Podcasts. Every Monday on Twitter at Gambling Podcast, we give out some sweet merch. So make sure you got your review in, so you have a chance to win some gear. And if you've won previously and haven't hit us up, please do so. Podcast at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Podcast at sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
I have no idea how to see everyone else's grade.
Okay. We'll work on getting those grades.
But you can see my grade, 93, baby.
Kramer's claiming he's won the draft.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it all out. Thank you guys as always for tuning into the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
You're welcome.
Kramer, let it ride.